So, Dr. Shea, this book is like, truly, I have it in my hand, a wonderful resource, a very comprehensive, all in one, really, on the entire topic. What do you feel are
Thanks.
some of the strengths of the book, and like, what was your goal that you were trying to accomplish
Yeah.
in writing it?
Well, once again, thanks so much for, your interest in the book and allowing me a platform to talk about it. The book was a long time in the making. This is the third edition, and this edition took 6 years to make.
Wow.
And it's yeah, that's a lot. A lot. I told the publisher, I'm not sure there's going to be a fourth edition. But anyway, but there's a lot of things that we think are sort of, I hesitate to say this as the author, but groundbreaking with the book that are unusual. The first thing was, we certainly thought that with regards to clinical interviewing, I also happen to think this is true with psychotherapy. I actually think this could be true of how we talk with patients about medications, but we think having video is very important. It's so useful to read about something, and then you learn about it in a slightly different way when you see it on a video, and then to see it demonstrated is extremely powerful in clinical interviewing. And so we wanted to have a lot of video in the book. But the other thing that's groundbreaking, and I literally don't know, and the publishers didn't, and this is a huge publisher, Elsevier, they didn't know of another textbook that did this, which was not only do we either, instead of just having a DVD that comes with it or streaming video, which is what we use, and when you buy the book, you automatically get a beautiful ebook made by the company, much nicer than a Kindle
The
thing.
entire book. The entire book,
Excellent.
you get it in electronic form, so you can access it on your smartphone, on your iPad, or a computer,
Exactly.
wherever you are. If the book is at home and you want to look it up, something up when you're in the office, you can access the, and that's free, right? That is
It's
free.
free.
So you're really
You
getting
buy the
two
hardback,
copies. You're getting two
you get
copies.
the ebook. And the ebook comes with 7.5 hours of video, streaming video. That, like you said, if you want to look at it on your phone, you can. So, if someone has looked at the case, and by the way, the case approach is demonstrated in great detail in the second chapter on suicide. So, you want to see me doing the case approach? You're seeing me doing the case approach with complex patients, easier patients, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the things that was so unusual about the way we used the video was I wanted to integrate it into the text. So instead of it just being like on the textbook, you see a little symbol that tells you there's a video if you want to look at it. This will work. You'll be reading the book, and I'll say something about using the case approach or making a verbal video or whatever. And you'll be reading, and then I'll literally say, now is probably a good time for us to actually look at a verbal video being made by a clinician. So let's turn to module 6.1. And of course, if you're looking at the ebook, you just click. It's right there. But that comes up, the video. Every single video, the core videos, you don't immediately see the interview. You see me reteaching what you just read. And research has shown that by having a different channel that you're learning something, you're reading and then you're watching audio video, and then consolidating immediately, it dramatically increases what people retain. But not only that, I actually, in the video, will add stuff that's not in the book, the text, or say, I didn't have time in the text to talk about one of the problems first with a verbal video, so let me share that with you now. And then you see the interview done. At different points in the interview, you stop and you see me annotate and describe it. And I say, you saw me using gentle assumption at this point. You saw me using a denial of the specific if we're talking about the recent events. You saw how this patient responded. Now let's see what happens. Let's see if the method of choice is still being hidden. And then, boom, you're back. And then at the tail
Oh,
end,
very nice.
you actually see the integration occur in that I might say something like, let's say we were talking about empathic statements on the video. And I might have said something like, we've seen the effectiveness of empathic statements, especially high-valenced intuitive empathic statements, where we intuit what the patient's thinking and just how powerful that is for people in engaging them. I said, but here's an interesting question. What would happen if you used that type of empathic statement with a paranoid patient? Well, when you return to the text, we'll find out.
Yeah.
You click, and on the text, it has paranoid
Very
spiral.
nice. So you go back and forth with the text
Back and
and
forth
the
between
video.
the two. The other thing that we were trying to do is we tried to build, and that I think is unique. I've never seen that in a textbook. And then the other thing we're trying to do is we tried to make a comprehensive text that could take a psychiatric resident, or by the way, it's very useful for graduate schools of social work, clinical psychology, or counseling, but take a psychiatric resident and psychiatric nursing. By the way, the book has been popular in psychiatric nursing. But one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to start the book off with core principles. So there's like 8 chapters about core interviewing techniques.
Yeah.
And those are always tied in with clinical stuff. So it's a sophisticated approach to these. Even in the, for the beginner, it's sophisticated. It really shows them how to apply them. And then we wanted it to grow with the resident. So then there's an entire section on the interface between psychopathology and the interview. And it's one thing to know about hallucinatory process and psychosis. It's an entirely other thing to know how to ask questions so that patients share their hallucinatory process effectively. And there's each of those chapters or topics, like in mood disorders, you have a chapter on sensitive differential diagnosis, which I think is very hard to do, by the way, but you really can do it. And the second thing is, the next chapter is understanding the person beneath the mood disorder. And this is heavily phenomenologically slanted so that our clinicians really understand the humanness of this process and develop interviewing questions out of that that are more effective. Then in the third section, there's a section on suicide assessment. We have an entire chapter on violence assessment, determining whether someone is likely to engage in a violent activity. That ranges from everything from gang activity, with a heavy emphasis on domestic violence, intimate partner violence, child abuse, elder abuse. I would like to think that some of the best questions that have ever been put together in one place on how to spot a person who is a perpetrator of domestic violence, how to spot that they are and how to spot what they're intending to do and what the extent of the violence is. I'd like to think that this is one of the best chapters for people on that. I think domestic violence is so important. And it really does emphasize all the nuances, you know, domestic violence, perpetrators can be male or female, the victims can be male or female. It emphasizes all of these aspects of it and the nuances of it. And also, but all from the framework of how can you spot it? Yeah. Because if we can spot it, you can get them help and prevent it. And then in the mental status, gone into great detail about how to do the mental status, including some video of how to do cognitive aspects of the mental status. But in that mental status section, one of the things that I'm most pleased of in that is that we don't just teach the trainee with the book. And of course, that chapter is primarily for trainees as well. But we try to emphasize the art of the mental status. And what I mean by that is, for instance, if you're doing a cognitive mental status on a person with an early stage dementia, let's say, you know, the common, often not emphasized enough humanness of this, that, for instance, I tell them that frequently what you want to do is you want to do the, if you're doing the Montreal cognitive exam or the Fullstein or whatever, you know, you're frequently want to do that without a family member present because it can embarrass this patient that they're having. But if they insist on having the family member there, okay, which sometimes a person will, to realize that, you know, you're not just paying attention to this patient. Every once in a while, you're looking over to watch the son of this patient, because for that son who's adored this man for their entire life, who's an engineer, to see that his dad can't make a clock, that is traumatizing. And so telling them, you know, paying attention to the patient, every once in a while you're turning over to the person, the family member, and you're saying something that's gentle, saying, hey, your dad's having a little trouble with doing some of these diagrams. And so we're really going to try to find out what's going on with him. We're going to get him some help. That simple little gesture is an immense important part of what all of us as the viewers and you and I of our art. That's what makes us true healers, not just people who are doing this stuff by rote. So those are the and then the other thing that was quite unusual was the idea that when you buy the ebook, what we wanted to do is we didn't want to make the book too big, too bulky, or et cetera, et cetera. So we decided that what we'd do is we'd have the last set of chapters, and there's 5 of them, on advanced topics. You had mentioned them a little bit earlier on how to transform angry moments, motivational interviewing, the medication interest model, culturally adaptive
chapter.
One of my favorite chapters in the book, actually. Each written as almost a separate monograph that would stand, as you were mentioning, by itself.
Like a mini book.
You want to learn about culturally adaptive interviewing? This is the place to go. In one chapter, you'll get it. You know, a reasonable thing, not every that we decided to literally put on the ebook alone, totally free. So literally, when you buy the ebook, you get five bonus chapters. They cover, I think, almost 300 pages that are totally free, that aren't in the hardback. And that allowed us to keep the price of the book much lower. And that was the other thing that we tried to do, was to keep the price low. And, you know, it was exciting for me because the editor, who I just loved working with her, and, you know, sometimes you really have problems with publishers because some of them really want to jack these prices up. And, you know, textbooks are, you know, just bizarrely priced, in my opinion, sometimes. And, but I turned to her because think of what you get. You get, I think it's like an 850-page hardback. You get a beautiful ebook free. With the ebook, you get 7.5 hours of video.
A video
and
course.
And in the ebook, you get five bonus chapters.
Yeah.
All of that, well, I'll tell you in a second how what the price is. She turned to me and she said, well, what do you want to price the book? And I said, well, you're probably not going to like this because it's probably much lower than you guys want to price this book. And she said, and this was a great moment. She said, Dr. Shea, do you think this book will save people's lives? And I said, I think it is. And then she said, so what's the price? And I said, $85 or $89. I said, under 90. And she goes, then that's the price of the book.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. What a wonderful publisher. But so, you know, people can get that book. I mentioned 85 because I think at Amazon, they've discounted it further. So you get all of that material for just $85. And that was the goal, get it into the hands of people who care, who can use it. And then, of course, we're convinced that people after training or just experienced clinicians who want to really look at interviewing in a super sophisticated way, they'll buy the book and enjoy it you know, many years after training.
Fantastic, fantastic. I certainly was very excited. And I when I found out that the third edition is going to come out, I immediately put myself on pre-order. So,
oh, great!
Yeah, so I must have been one of the first people to get it because it came. I received it as soon as it was published, and I think it's worth every penny. I'm definitely enthusiastically recommending to all my colleagues that everyone
get
a copy of this. It's like a, I mean, it's the $85 is a trivial amount for the value you get and how much we are going to learn reading it over a long period of time and returning to it again and again. So thank you.
Oh boy, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your endorsement of the book. I respect you a lot. It means a lot to me that you really liked the book.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shea, for speaking to us today and for providing us valuable tips. And I hope that all our listeners benefit from reading your book. Thank you.